Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 4. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has fulfilled with his hands what he spoke with his mouth to my father David. God fulfilled with his hand what he spoke with his mouth. Brothers and sisters, believe the prophetic word. As you see, this virus is refusing to go away. Whether we agree with it or not, it is crossing over with us. It is determined to not go away. So the question now is, where do we go from here? 1 Chronicles chapter 2, chapter 12, verse 32. The New Living Translation, the Bible says, and the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Issachar, there were 20 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. They knew the best course for Israel to take. They understood the signs of the times. And they knew the best course for Israel to take. When I saw this verse, I said, Lord, I need the best course for ABC to take. When I look at the signs of the time, I sense that the virus hasn't died in 2020. The sons of Issachar knew the best course. Now, there are many courses, but which one is the best one? Which one is the best course for us to take as a church? 2020 was a year of multiplication, and we have seen multiplication, but what is the best course for this church to take in the midst of a pandemic that has taken the whole world as a siege? What is the best course to take for your family? What is the best course to take for your personal life? What is the best course to take for your ministry? What is the best course to take for your marriage? What do you do in the midst of a pandemic? How do you respond? What should be our focus? Brothers and sisters, I came to announce to you that 2021, God has given us the best course for us to take as a church. Stand on your feet, everybody, wherever you are watching me right now. The best course. What am I supposed to do? Listen carefully. Because if you miss that course, it might take you years to recover. The sons of Issachar understood the times.
Come on now.
Allow me. They understood the times and the best course. I like the best course. That there are other options. But what is the best course for us as a church in 2021? What should be our focus in 2021? What should we focus our attention on? What should we be doing in the midst of a pandemic? God gave me a word. I found our word for 2021 in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says, preach the word, preach the word, preach the word, preach the word, preach, 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 preach the word, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. If you check the times we are in, we are out of season. We have entered an out of season season. And the Bible says the key for you to survive an out of season, for you to be able to outlast an out of season, preach the word of God. Preach the word. Preach the word. Therefore, the word for 2021 is 2021 is the year of preaching the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. Don't close your mouth. Preach the word. He says, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Be ready in season and out of season. Our motto for 2021: go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere. Tell the person next to you, go somewhere, preach somewhere. That's our motto 2021. Go somewhere, preach somewhere. Rabba, ba, 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 ba. Go somewhere, preach somewhere. My God, my God, my God. That is the only way for you to survive 2021. Open your mouth and begin to preach the word. Go somewhere. Find an area. Preach there. Preaching the word. Preaching the word is the answer in times of crisis. The Bible says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering upon the faces of the waters. And God said, let there be light. He preached to the atmosphere. He preached to what was going on. And there was light. Ezekiel 37 verse 4. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and said to them, all dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear, hear, hear. Tell your neighbor, go somewhere, preach somewhere. Preaching the word is the answer in times of sickness. Like the times we are in right now. Times of sickness. The Bible says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. We are in a time of big sickness. What we need is a sent word spoken over the situation. Exodus 23 verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God by preaching, by preaching. Serve him by preaching his word. And he will bless your bread and your water. And look at the promise. And I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. I will take away sickness. I will take away sickness. I will take away sickness. As you are preaching the word this year, as you are doing your part, you cannot take away coronavirus. I'm sure what you are seeing is showing you that we don't have the power to take it away. Our part is to serve God by preaching the word. He says, He will take away. May God take away sickness from the midst of your life, from the midst of your family, as you are preaching the word. Preaching the word is the answer in terms of persecution. Maybe you are not aware, but there is a persecution that the church is going through. There's a persecution. A persecution that nations are going through. A persecution governments are going through. There is a persecution. that is going on in our world now. Acts chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. And Saul began to destroy the church. You know, this was before he got converted. Now you can replace Saul with something like coronavirus. And I could say, but coronavirus began to destroy the church. By doing what? Stopping services. An entire year has ended. Some people didn't put their feet in the church once. Many pastors that don't have the ability to preach online like this haven't seen their members almost the whole year. Many churches have closed down. Many businesses have closed down. Many people have lost their jobs. This is persecution. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison, a place where they can't move. He said, "Lock down." They are in prison. He went from house to house, locking people down, locking people down. The Bible says, but those that had been scattered because of that persecution, they preached the word everywhere they went. Everywhere they went, they preached the word. They understood the answer to persecution is the preaching of the word. The answer to sickness and disease and pandemic is the preaching of the word. The answer to problems in your life is the preaching of the word. You must preach the word this year. Is the key. Is the key. Satan is using the pandemic to silence the gospel. Right now, many people don't even think of preaching again. It has disappeared from our minds. We are all just trying to survive. Nobody is thinking of preaching the word. Nobody. People are just trying to save their lives. Churches are planning to close. What will happen to our world if we don't preach the word? What will happen to our world? He gives us masks to wear. To close your mouth. Can you really preach the gospel? This is a prophetic sign to you. I'm not against the mask. I'm wearing it myself. But I want you to understand the spiritual connotation of this thing. Close their mouth. Close their mouth. They can't talk. He's trying to silence the gospel by closing the churches. He closes our mouth. He closes the churches. He breaks the fellowship. We apply social distancing, and there is fear in the people. People don't want to talk to other people. And for you to preach the gospel, you need to use words. Do you understand what's going on? Do you see where we are going? If you don't rise up to preach, you must soon backslide. If you don't rise up to preach, your family's members will be sentenced to hell before your eyes, because they don't have a chance to come to church again. Their only preacher is Wena. If you don't open your mouth and start preaching where you are, the Bible says they began to preach where they were scattered. Where they were scattered. Where they were scattered. We have been scattered. The Satan thing is thinking he has squandered us. But by scattering us, he is spreading the seeds. We are spreading the seeds. I see you preaching the word. I see you preaching the word. If you don't rise up to preach the word, you will soon preach the world. If you don't preach the word,
yes, sir,
before you realize you will be preaching the world. If you don't rise up in this situation, I'm saying, what is the best course to take? What do we do? The only thing to do now is to become a preacher where you are. Because if you don't do that, whole sections will be sold to Satan for free. I don't know when again we'll be able to have all of us in one place. Bishop Ed has been talking about the underground church. It's time we start thinking as underground church. We might not meet together like this again. So you better see yourself as a preacher where you are. The times where Pastor Pascal is preaching for you every day might be over. You must become a preacher. Paul told Timothy, preach the word. I see you preaching the word in the name of Jesus. I see you preaching the word in the name of Jesus. You are preaching the word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My last scripture. Hallelujah. As we are closing, this is my last scripture for you. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Listen, he didn't say to all men, he said to all creation. Anything created, there is a gospel for that thing. Coronavirus, according to what I hear, has been created somewhere in some laboratories. There is a gospel that coronavirus will respond to. Any problem that has been created in your family, there is a gospel that it will respond to. Preach the gospel to all creation. We're going to preach the gospel. Right about now, it's time for the countdown. We have entered the year of preaching the word. I want you to lift your hands and say, Lord, help me to become a preacher. Help me to become a preacher. I want my mouth to open this year in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? We're going to count down now. Are you ready for the countdown? Hallelujah. Before the countdown, let me give you our emphasis for 2021. Number one, personal evangelism. Salvation, follow-up, prayer, visitation, counseling, interaction, recommitments, bacentas, basontas, batentas, massive outreaches, mass crusade. Look, I'm believing God for a mass crusade before 2021 is over. Shepherds training. Branches, new branches. Church growth, church expansion, church planting, and fruitfulness. All of this by the power of preaching. Satan wants to silence us. He wants to shut down the gospel. But God says it's time to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel in season, out of season. We have entered the hour of season time, and the answer is still the same. Preach the gospel. I want you to declare with me the grace for 2021. But before we do that, we're going to count down for the year. Hallelujah. Are you excited for the countdown?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you excited for the countdown?
Yes.
We're going to count down now. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Hallelujah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4,
3,
2,
1. Happy New Year 2021!
Happy New Year!
I would like to call Pastor Pumi. I would like to call Pastor Pume to come on stage. Come on, begin to celebrate. Begin to celebrate. 2021. Happy New Year, my love. Happy New Year to you. We love you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. What do you want to tell these people, my love?
Happy New Year to you and your family. We receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Indeed, the word of God cannot be silenced.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we will preach this year.
Yes.
Amen. We will rebuke. We will cancel.
Hallelujah.
We will correct. We will go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
New
Jesus.
Year.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before we close, I want you to know the 2021 grace.
Amen.
Are you ready to share the grace for 2021?
Amen.
All right, we're going to have it on the screen, and we're going to share it together. Are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, let's go. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
2021, my year of preaching the word. I will go somewhere. I will preach somewhere. I will lead someone to Jesus Christ. So help me, Lord.